On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Gardaí and Cork are investigating a stabbing that tragically left a woman dead and her husband seriously injured. A man believed to be known to the victims was arrested by armed Gardaí following the incident, which took place around 9:30 last evening on the south side of the city. I'm joined on the line now by Ralph Regal, Southern Correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What can you tell us about the circumstances of this incident?
Yeah, I'm actually here at the scene at the moment, Pat. Shrewsbury Downs is a very mature housing estate just off Ballinlough Road. It's just a short walk to Cork Constitution Rugby Grounds and Christie Ring Park. And this incident unfolded just after 9 o'clock last night. A man and a woman, the woman is 59 years old, the man is understood to be 62. They were seriously injured in an incident that apparently occurred outside their property. A man in his 20s was also at the scene. It appears that he then tried to get access to another property before he was arrested at a different location then in Shrewsbury Downs by Gardaí, an armed Gardaí who raced to the scene once the alarm was raised by neighbours. Now, this lady suffered critical injuries. She was treated at the scene. She was then rushed to Cork University Hospital, where tragically in the early hours of this morning, she lost her fight for life. Now, the man in his 60s who was injured, he's currently described as being in a serious but stable condition. We understand that he underwent emergency surgery overnight and he remains in Cork University Hospital. There's a large Garda presence in the estate at the moment. There's three separate scenes have been cordoned off with crime scene tape. There's a large green area that's completely surrounded with Garda tape that's going to undergo a forensic and technical examination later in the day. And there's two properties in the estate have also been sealed off, and they will be subject as well to a full forensic and technical examination. The Office of the State Pathologist has been notified, and we're expecting a full post-mortem examination to be conducted later today on that 59-year-old lady.
Now, do we know, did the attack happen just outside their home and therefore not within the walls of the home and therefore could have been observed by neighbours in the locality?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, that's what we understand, Pat. Now, again, Gardaí are not commenting on the specifics of the incident, but we do understand that the confrontation occurred outside the property and that neighbours became aware of it because of the shouting and screaming for help. They immediately rang the Gardaí, and Gardaí were on the scene within minutes. It also appears that this man, who's in his 20s, now he was detained at the scene last night under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act, and he was taken to a Garda station in Cork City for questioning. Now, he can be detained for a period of up to 24 hours, but rest, medical and food breaks are added to that period of time. So he was detained at the scene, and it does appear as if he tried to gain access to another property or if he walked to that other property. Gardaí are also understood to be examining a large knife that was recovered from the scene.
Yeah, it's already been described as a kitchen knife, and it shows that no matter what you do about banning knives or whatever, people walking about the place carrying knives, you can do that and you can look for amnesties and all the rest of it. But every home has a kitchen knife.
Yeah, very much so, Pat. And I mean, this does seem to be an awfully tragic incident. The man in his 20s who is detained, he is known to the couple. But Gardaí are not saying anything further in terms of the ongoing investigation. Now, a senior investigating officer has been appointed and they have appealed for information. They particularly want to talk to anyone who might have seen or heard anything unusual in the Shrewsbury Downs area yesterday evening. And they're also checking a number of homes in the area are equipped with CCTV security systems, so the footage is being checked, and they've also appealed to anyone who may have driven by the area in a vehicle that's equipped with dash cams that they might make that footage available to the investigation.
I mean, so many people now have these doorbells that are effectively CCTV cameras as well, so who knows what they might. Just describe the area to me, Shrewsbury Downs. Is it an affluent area?
It is, Pat. It's a beautiful estate. It's very affluent. There's a lot of two-story brick houses here. It's built. It's certainly quite a mature estate. It was developed, I'd say, probably 30, maybe more years ago. Beautiful location. As I said, it's within walking distance of some of the top sporting attractions in Cork City. It's just off the Ballinlock Road, so you'd have a lot of restaurants and stuff like that. Very close to Douglas as well. So very, very nice area. And the people that we spoke to this morning are genuinely shocked. A lot of people can't believe that this happened here, and they're very, very much upset for the family involved. Members of the family did attend the property last night, and we understand that there's a Garda liaison officer working with them at the moment.
All right. Is it true that the Taoiseach lives not far from there?
It's the same general area that the Taoiseach would live in, yes. As I said, it's a lovely part of Cork, very close to sporting amenities and things like that. So it would be certainly one of the nicer areas to live in the city.
All right, Rav, well, we will watch as that develops throughout the day. Let's hope that the individual, the man who is seriously injured, makes a recovery. But tragically, the woman has lost her life and there is a suspect in detention. And we will see how all of that unfolds. Ralf Riegel, the Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.